Good morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop radio show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture. And right alongside with me here each and every weekday morning is Chris Schock. He's Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen.
So I'm imagining right now this recipe, cheese head sliders. Mm-hmm. So is it Wisconsin that they have the cheese head?
Well, yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm imagining right
now.
You
know, the folks that are big fans of the Green Bay Packers.
Yes.
They wear the cheese on their head.
Okay, so this is kind of almost like a football recipe.
That is. This is. I did select this. This is off the Beef It's What's For Dinner website.
Okay.
And this is out of their whole section they have on tailgating.
Oh, cool.
This is tailgating season, right?
It is. Beautiful.
Whether
weather.
You are tailgating at a football game, or you are eating dinner off the tailgate in the field while harvest is going on.
I like it.
Either way, you're tailgating. Yes. Okay? All right? Either way, you're tailgating. So this is a good recipe, and it's got some ability to be adapted, like any recipe does, to your family. And so we're gonna talk about that. So what we're going to do is we're going to get a pound or more, depending on how many people you got to feed.
Sure.
Some really lean ground beef.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to, for every pound of ground beef we use, we're going to add a half a cup of whatever beer you like. All right. We're going to add a quarter cup of soft breadcrumbs. Kind of hold them together. All right.
Okay.
We're going to add some chopped garlic, some salt, some pepper. And then we're going to get the slider buns that you like. Whether they are sesame seed slider buns or whole wheat or whole grain, or maybe you even like the pretzel slider buns. Have you ever had the pretzel slider buns?
I don't think I've done those, but those sound really good.
Oh, my gosh.
I like the Hawaiian sliders.
The Hawaiian slider. Okay. See, I never thought about that. All right. The Hawaiian slider buns. Okay. She just gave me the Hawaiian like she's dancing. Okay. Anyway, so we're going to put those burgers together. We're just going to, it's a one pot kind of deal, you know?
Okay.
We're going to mix the ground beef, the beer, the breadcrumbs, the salt and pepper, and the garlic. And we're going to cook those the way we want to the way we want to cook them, whether we fry them, okay, whether we broil them, or if we're in true tailgate form, we're going to grill them on maybe a little small grill right there in the parking lot, right?
Parking lot party.
Parking lot party. All right, now, let's get the cheese head in there.
Okay, tell me.
Now, for the being really easy, all we would have to do is get a can of a jar of cheddar cheese spread. So something like a Cheese Whiz. That would be the easiest, okay? Or?
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. What about pimento cheese?
Ooh, that does sound good. I'm a pimento cheese fan.
Okay. What about the softer beer cheeses that are out there, okay? And then we can get even more of our hard cheese and put on there. Pepper jack. Provolone, Swiss, whatever we like. And Kristen, we live in an area where there's a lot of local cheese.
We do.
Okay? So we have local cheese available here in Warren County. We have local cheese available in Barron County from different, and most counties around here have some local cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we could make a quick trip to our local cheese venue, pick up some cheese and cook these sliders up. And I think that the fun thing about that is that we can promote local food. Maybe we even picked up the ground beef local as well.
Yeah.
Maybe we could make a stop at the farmer's market before we went tailgating in the afternoon. Okay? So I guess I'm just trying to, as we like to, well, we talked about it a lot this week on Get the Scoop about planting seeds. But I'm just trying to plant the seed. Before you head out the tailgate. Okay, before you head out to tailgate, let's head out to the farmer's market. Let's find some local foods. Let's source some local meats. Let's source some local cheeses. You know what? You might even be able to find some small slider buns at your farmer's market as well.
Yeah.
And if you're my goal here was to get everybody hungry. Okay, all right. You're like, I'm hungry, Chris. We're going to have some sliders. We're going to have some cheese head sliders. If you're not for sure about your local farmer's market in your area, pick up the phone, give them a call at the extension office. They will be sure about the farmer's markets that are in your area, maybe even locally sourced products that are not available to farmer's market. Give them a call. We'll help you out. Let's try some cheese head sliders on our next tailgating experience.
Yeah, so we're going to post that up on our Get the Scoop Radio Show Facebook page. So if you'd like to go check it out, we're going to post it after the show this morning. We appreciate each and every one of you guys listening to the show. Chris and I really enjoy getting to talk to you every morning. Make sure you come back here with us each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. A big shout out to our sponsors that make the show possible, like Farmers Regional Livestock Market and the folks over at Hobdy Dine Reed. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.